The 2000 census reported that there are 34.7 million African Americans in the U.S. Commentator Aaron Freeman would like to point out that he is only one of them.
I have clearly been associating with the wrong Negroes. I recently read a newspaper story about gay African American men forced into an ebony closet by a rampant black homophobia. I found the news stunning. Since reading the article, I have surveyed maybe a dozen of my Negro friends, none of whom confessed anything like distaste for gays. Moreover, my grandfather was a fire and brimstone black minister. He founded and pastored a number of fire and brimstone black churches, and I don't believe he ever had a choir director who was not gay. The same is true of reported black anti-Semitism. I'm sure it exists, but you couldn't prove it by any of the colored people I know. Certainly not the ones in my synagogue. Of course, there are more than 30 million African Americans in the U.S. There is no reason I should be aware of every single current in the vast ocean of colored cultures any more than a Brooklynite should know the favorite songs of rural Mississippi. The only thing brown-skinned Americans have in common is our experience of racism. But for racism, we wouldn't be black at all. We'd be Igbo, Ashanti, Yoruba, and Mandingo. Yet, I retain a feeling that I ought to be in touch with the social realities of my people. I have this nagging fear that there's a daily email sent out from Colored Central Command explaining the official Negro positions on the issues of the day, and that every black person in America gets it, except me. I've clearly been hanging with the wrong Negroes, and it really bothers me. I have either got to expand my colored contacts or quit reading the newspapers.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.